Should check it out for myself. I only needed to take one look at the sick things. The faster to fill the place with it, realized Jordan D. White was not a well man. It was clear this was a person who had made a lot of enemies. Sure, his wife played the concern role well, but a broad like I has always got one or two other fish on the line. I made certain to give him a number to call in case he needed anything, anything at all. I put the door down. The place did not reveal anything out of the ordinary, but then as I was leaving, I noticed little red brick going down the back porch to the cellar door. There it was. Serious money while McNish was in charge of laundering, but they both had motive. White was always riding now back about putting in a contribution to the business, while McNish would take over the whole operation if he could. They were each other's alibis. Some of the things they told me just didn't ring true, and I considered them my main suspects until getting off of the subway I was accosted and hit over the head. I walked in a trash limo belonging to Mr. Corrin. I get a job, some Hollywood money. He spent it in charge of the thing he had touched in Brooklyn. But I've been reliving on the fresh dreams to the Thorn Hills masses. He stuck a 22 in my face and told me to keep my nose out of this recklessness. Oh, he blow it for me. I told him my nose was up running and he said he would if I knew what's good for it. He gave me a handkerchief and probably ejected me from the limo on the side of the road. I picked myself up, cause myself up. I hate catching other people's skulls. Lastly, I found T.C. Mikowski, a small town from where I had grown up. He got my whole boat, Duncan's new photo out, but eventually he moved himself up in the world. He was currently running a high on a rash of lucky grapes. Rumor had it might have found off a few T.C. dirty little secrets and catching it under the table. T.C. denied it, but he suddenly remembered another engagement around that town, and I found myself way back out, back out, back out, back on the street. I have an all meeting back at the Wexford. The two partners, the rich dude, the lucky one, and White's broad. They all said they didn't know what I was playing. I told them I knew who was behind White's death. I put it to Corrin, he denied it, of course. But they all knew that I claimed credit for Corrin's reason winning the fall. Oh yeah, then Corrin looked at me. We shot him when the police showed up. We all told them what happened and they took away the body. Yeah, T.C. looked funny, changed when he got busted for tax fraud, and he wound up in the pen. Nuremberg and McNish continued their partnership until the family got wind of the operation and put a stop to it. As for Mrs. White, she was so appreciative of me pinning her crime on Corrin, we started a partnership of our own. It went pretty well until the incident in the kitchen with the knife.